there. Father, how gracious we are. You gave us your only begotten Son in your bosom.
早间我们在来到你面前的时候,
this morning when we come before you,
求你让我们能够摸着这诗歌所唱的,
may you let us touch what the hymn has said.
然后我们众人都愿意藏躲在你自己翅膀的荫下,
we all are willing to hide under your wings.
把所有的难处都带到你面前来,
we bring all the difficulties before you.
到你面前来祈求,
and pray before you.
所以早间, 主啊, 你再向我们众人显现,
this morning may you manifest yourself to all of us.
把传的跟听的翻的都一并交在你自己的手中,
command the speaker, the translator, and the audience all onto your hands.
让我们这些人能够都晓得你向着我们的心何等善良纯全可喜爱的,
so we may all know what a good and acceptable and a pleasant will you have toward us.
愿早间你恩待我们,
this morning may you be gracious to us.
这样祷告靠主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们今天 读几处的经文, 第一处经文是路加福音第六章, 一同翻到路加福音第六章,
let's read a few scriptures first, Luke chapter 6,
我们从第一节一直读到16节,
from chapter 6 verse 1 to 16,
如果你读中文可以跟我一起读, 英文你可以自己读, 好吧, 路加福音第六章, 路加福音第六章, 有一个安息日, 耶稣从麦地经过, 他的门徒掐了麦穗, 用手搓着吃, 有几个法利赛人说, 你们为什么做安息日不可做的事呢? 耶稣对他们说, 经上记着大卫和跟从他的人, 饥饿之时所做的事, 连这个你们也没有念过吗? 他怎么进了神的殿, 拿陈设饼吃, 又给跟从的人吃, 这饼除了祭司以外, 别人都不可吃, 又对他们说, 人子是安息日的主, 又有一个安息日, 耶稣进了会堂, 教训人, 在那里有一个人, 右手枯干了, 文士和法利赛人, 窥探耶稣, 在安息日治病不治病, 要得把柄去告他, 耶稣却知道他们的意念, 就对那枯干一只手的人说, 起来, 站在当中, 那人就起来站着, 耶稣对他们说, 我问你们, 在安息日行善行恶, 救命害命, 哪样是可以的呢? 他就周围看着他们众人, 对那人说, 伸出手来, 他把手一伸, 手就复了原, 他们就满心大怒, 彼此商议, 怎样处置耶稣, 那时, 耶稣出去, 上山祷告, 整夜祷告神, 到了天亮, 叫他的门徒来, 他就从他们中间, 挑选12个人, 称他们为使徒, 这12个人有西门, 耶稣又给他起名叫彼得, 还有他弟兄弟安德烈, 又有雅各和约翰, 斐利和巴多买罗马马太和多马, 亚勒菲的儿子雅各, 和奋锐党的西门, 雅各的儿子犹大, 和卖主的加略人犹大。 马可福音第二章, 马可福音第二章, 27节到28节,
Mark chapter 2 verse 27,
又对他们说, 安息日是为人设立的, 人不是为安息日设立的, 所以人子也是安息日的主。 再读马太福音十一章
Matthew chapter 11
28节到30节
Verse 28 to 30。
凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。好，我想我要承认，其实我们生活当中有许多的事情让我们不能够安息的。我想，不晓得有没有人生命当中，凡事都安息。
I have to admit there are many things that cause the unrest in our lives. I don't know if anyone that has never experienced that.
许多的人事物都可以让我们失去安息的。
Many things will rob us of the rest.
一个不认识的人或者不信神的人，他们没有安息是很正常的一件事情。
And the one who does not know God or who does not believe in God, if he does not have rest, that's normal.
不过，一个在基督里重生的一个神的儿女，如果失去安息是。实在是可怜的一件事情。
But if I'm born again, children of God in Christ, if he does not have rest, it's a very pitiable thing.
一个基督徒如果不愿意做主的门徒，第一个失去的就是安息。
If a Christian is not willing to be a disciple, the first thing he loses will be the rest.
我们如果因着不认识神的缘故失去的安息是。实在是很可惜的。
It is very unfortunate if we lose this rest because of our unknowing God.
而且不仅如此，更重要的是什么呢？安息乃是关乎到一个人得救的事情。
More importantly, rest is has to do with our salvation.
如果一个人不愿意进入安息，他都不能得救。
If one cannot enter in rest, he may not even be saved.
一个基督徒如果不愿意进入安息，他也得不到魂的救恩。
As a Christian, if he is not willing to enter into the rest, he may not receive the salvation of the soul.
我想这个大家都很熟悉先知以赛亚的一句经文，常常有姊妹祷告。
We're all familiar with one of the scriptures from the prophet Isaiah.
得救乃在乎归回和安息。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved.
得力乃在乎平静和安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
先知不是说你得救了你才平静安稳。
The prophet didn't say after you were saved, you can rest.
乃是说得救乃在乎归回和安息。
He said, in rest, you shall be saved.
你若不归回你如果不进入安息，你就不得救。
If you do not return or enter into the rest, you shall not be saved.
所以安息这件事情是非常重要的。
So rest is very important.
我们盼望早间这几处，我们一起来看这几处的经文，能够听到主的呼召，到他面前去祈求。
This morning we may hear the Lord's calling and to come before Him through these scriptures.
能够进入他所赐的那个安息。
Enter into his rest.
我们都晓得安息日对犹太人来讲是非常重要的一个。
We all know that Sabbath is a very important day for Jewish people.
守安息日是摩西在西乃山上从神那里领受的十个诫命之一。
Keeping the day of Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments.Received from Moses, from God by Moses on Mount Sinai.
所以对放安息日这件事情是非常严重的一件事。
So it's very serious matter if you profane the Sabbath.
照摩西的律法和这个旧约里所记载，放安息日是要被治死。
According to the law of Moses, those who profane the Sabbath will be put to death.
当然，我们今天是活在新约的时代，我们。 没有人拿石头砸我们。
Now we are living in the time of New Testament. No one will throw stones at us.
但我们从我们的灵来说呢，如果我们什么时候从基督里出来
？But spiritually speaking, whenever we are out of Christ.
我们失去那个安息。
When we lost the rest.
灵里的死亡就临到我们。
The spiritual death may come upon us.
这是一个律。
This is a law.
另外呢，这个安息日，我们如果读四本福音书的话
，If you read all of the four books of gospel，
是文这个主耶稣和文士和法利赛人的一个许多的冲突里面最关键很关键的一个。
The matter of Sabbath is one of the key conflicts between our Lord Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees.
文士和法利赛人认为主耶稣是放了安息日的。
The scribes and Pharisees thought our Lord Jesus profaned the Sabbath.
这是他们认定主耶稣不是基督，不是从神来的一个非常关键的证据之一。
This is one of the key evidence by which they proclaim that the Lord Jesus is not from God.
这也是他们控告主耶稣的一个主要的罪名之一。
And it's also one of the main accusations they have against the Lord.
我们当然也晓得，人子来了，并不是要废掉律法。
We all know that the Son of Man came not to destroy the law.
乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill.
主耶稣他是无罪、无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
Our Lord Jesus is a lamb, unblemished and spotless.
所以在神父神的眼中，他主耶稣是没有犯安息日，这是一定的。
So it is for sure that our Lord did not profane the Sabbath.
但是在法利赛人眼中，他又是犯安息日。
But in the eyes of the Pharisees, he did.
所以很明显，对我们来说，这个文士和法利赛人对安息日的认识是错误的。
So obviously, the scribes and the Pharisees are wrong.
不过我们很大部分的弟兄姊妹都应该认同，这个凡是法利赛人出问题的地方，都是我们出问题的地方。
But I think most of us may agree upon this, and whatever the Pharisees the whatever the problem the Pharisees had, we also have the similar problems.
都是应该仔细反复默想。
We should meditate carefully on the problems they have.
至少我是认为是这样。
At least that is the truth for me.
而且呢，所有法利赛人的难处呢，绝大部分是里面的难处。
And most of the difficulties that the Pharisees have are the inward difficulties.
它不仅是根基上的问题，而影响整个属灵生命的。
They are the problem of the fundamental problem. It can affect the whole spiritual life.
而且它都是里面的问题。
It is the inward problem.
都是人看不见的地方。
And an invisible problem.
当然也是我们最容易忽视而且不愿意去对付的地方。
And also those problems are easy to neglect and also we are unwilling to deal with.
所以我们盼望早间一同来看着安息日跟安息这件事情。
So I hope this morning let's take a look at together of about this Sabbath.
首先我们看神为什么要设立安息日。
So first let's see why has God made the Sabbath day.
这主耶稣在马可福音里说的安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设定。
In the book of Mark, the Lord says the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
我们再来读几次经文，今天可能读的经文有点多，但是呢，盼望弟兄姊妹能够记住一件事情，就是到主面前去祈求。所以我今天讲的可能大家忘记没有关系，但是一定记得到主面前去。
I hope one thing you will remember that, to remember to come before the Lord. If you don't remember anything I said today.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2。
我替大家读好了。天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的功，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日， 因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。在所有的这个创造物里头，这个神的创造里头，人是他创造的中心。
Among all the work of creation, and man is the center of the creation of God.
所以这里讲神在第六日造人之后，他就所有的功就结束。
So here it says after God made man on the sixth day, he rested.
所以他在第七日的时候他就安息。
So he rested on the seventh day.
也就是我们今天的星期六。
That is the Saturday today.
神说他把第七日呢分别出来为圣。
God said he sanctified the seventh day and made it holy.
而且是赐福给这日，这就是犹太人他们的安息。
And he blessed the day. That is the Sabbath according to Jewish people.
很明显，我们可以看见神心中乃是喜悦人进入这个安息。
So obviously, it is God's pleasure for man to enter into the rest.
他跟神一同享受这个安息。
He wanted to enjoy the rest along with man.
所以呢，他定下这个安息日，他其实是为了要祝福。
So he made this Sabbath in order to bless.
所有信从的人呢，都可以进到这个安息里头。
All believers can enter into the rest.
不过我们晓得，这犹太人他虽然外面在守这个安息日。
Well, we know although the Israelites they are keeping the Sabbath.
但是许多人，不是所有的人，他们心里呢都不觉得这是神所赐的福。
But inwardly they do not consider it as a blessing from God.
其实这跟神很多的律法都是一样。
It is for most of the law.
反而觉得呢，这个是神给他们的一个不方便。
On the contrary, they thought it's just another inconvenience from God.
我想盼望我们今天呢，不要落到犹太人这样的一个光景里头。
Hope we this is not our condition today.
本应该是祝福的一件事情呢，却成为我们的一个负担。
Hope we do not turn the blessing into a burden.
应该是所有的属灵事情都是这样的。
All the things pertaining to spirituality is the same.
我盼望神所赐给我们的所有的这些福分，他讲的话都是我们的祝福，不是我们的负担。
May all the words that he said can become the blessing to us instead of the burden.
这是在创世纪里所讲的。这个神设立安息日呢，他其实不仅仅要让他的儿女跟他一同享安息。
God made a Sabbath not only for his children to enjoy the rest with him.
而且他要向世人的启示呢，他是安息的泉源，而且他是人的拯救。
He also wanted to reveal to the world that he is the source of rest and he is the salvation of man.
我们读《生命记》就晓得，《生命记》是摩西在他年要离世的时候写的，很末了的时候写的。
When we read the Deuteronomy, which was written by Moses at the last days of his life,
《生命记》第五章
，Deuteronomy chapter 5,
第十二节到第十三节
，verse 12 to 13.
不对，十二节到十五节，好吧。当照耶和华你神所吩咐的，守安息日为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牛驴、牲畜，并在你城里寄居的客旅。无论何工都不可做，使你的仆婢可以和你一样安息。这前面几节呢是在出埃及记的时候就有，后面十五节呢是在生命记里摩西才记下的。你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆。 耶和华你神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来，因此耶和华你的神吩咐你守安息日。神借着摩西，这个先知摩西向人启示，这安息日呢，是神为人所预备的一个拯救。
God revealed to man through prophet Moses that Sabbath is the salvation prepared by God.
完全是神的工作。
It is solely the work of God.
这个，所以摩西在年老的时候呢，他虽然在这个出埃及记的时候，像从神那里领受的十诫里头没有这个最十五节这一节。
Although in the book of Exodus, when Moses wrote say similar verses, from verse 12 to verse 14 here.
他后来明白呢，这个是神为拣选他的儿女做的一个见证。
But in his latter days, he wrote the verse 15. He knew that the Sabbath, it is the salvation, the work of salvation of God.
因为当时的外邦人呢，他们用人手所雕的这些像来为他们的偶像来做见证。
At that time, the Gentiles they made the idols themselves and to testify for their idols.
所以在摩西在从神那里领受律法的时候呢，他这个神在吩咐神的百姓呢，不要造偶像，也不要拜偶像的之后。
So at that time, after God commanded Israelites, do not make idols or worship idols.
他乃是吩咐他的儿女呢，要守安息日。
Then he commanded his people to keep the Sabbath.
纪念他们在埃及是做过奴仆的，是神用大能的膀臂的把他们从那里领出来的。
To remember that they were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord God brought them out of there by a mighty hand.
很明显的，他为他儿女设立安息日，让他们可以享受安息。
So obviously, God made the Sabbath for His children in order for them to rest.
但是借着他们的儿女呢，向世人启示，唯有神是人的安息。
And also through His children, to reveal to the world that only God is the rest of man.
而且这所有的拯救都是神做的。
All the work of salvation was done by God.
因为他是自有、拥有、全足、全有、全分的神。
Because he is the I am, he is the all-sufficient God.
所以进入那个神所启示的安息，不仅是让我们享用，而且是其实是应当是我们这个我们做神儿女的一个见证。
So not only shall we enter in the rest, it is also the testimony as the children of God ought to have.
好，那我们既然是这样，我们怎么样进入这个安息呢？
So now, how can we enter into the rest?
我们再来读一处经文，希伯来书第三章。
Let's read another word of scriptures, Hebrew chapter 3.
十七节到十九节，我为弟兄。
Verse 17 to 19.
神四十年之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，因为不信的缘故。这很显然，我们从这个希伯来书的作者这里，我们就晓得，我们之所以不能进入安息，是因为不信。
So it is obvious that the reason why we cannot enter into the rest is because of unbelief.
就像刚才弟兄所交通的这首诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn mentioned.
多少的平安我们屡屡丧失。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
多少的痛苦我们无需受。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
只是因为我们，无非就是因为我们不愿意到主面前去。
All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
感谢主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
主耶稣他亲自要他把 进入那个安息的路呢，在马太福音那三节圣经里面向我们阐明。
Our Lord Jesus himself showed the way to rest in the three verses in the book of Matthew.
所以凡劳苦担重，凡劳苦担重担的人就可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart.
这样你心里必得安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
如果我们晓得主耶稣是人子是安息日的主的话，
If we know that the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath,
我们就很清楚。
It is very clear.
这里两个方面。
There are two aspects.
首先，你如果认为，如果相信主耶稣是安息日的主的话，我们一定到他那里去找安息。
If you believe that the Son of Man, Lord Jesus, is the Lord of the Sabbath, we will surely come to Him to find rest.
因为他是主。
Because He is the Lord.
第二个呢，我们必须要相信，如果说他是安息日的主的话。
Secondly, if we believe that He is the Lord of the Sabbath,
他交给你的轭，你要背吗？
The yoke from him you should take.
他交给你的担子，你要担吗？
The burden from him you should bear.
所以我们第一个，我们先来看，唯有主耶稣是安息日的主。
First, let us see that only the Lord Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath.
只有主耶稣那里才有安息。
Only from the Lord Jesus there is the rest.
在他以外，你找不到真正的安息。
You can't find rest aside from him.
没有一样人事物可以给你带来真正的安息。
Nobody or anything else can bring us a true rest.
就我们的肉体告诉我们，我们这个麦子收的越多，这个柴火捡的越多，就越有安息。
But our flesh tells us that the more crops you harvest and the more sticks you gather, the more rest you have.
但是我们许多弟兄姊妹都可以做见证。
But I think many of us can testify.
如果一个人以杜甫为他的神的话，
If one takes his belly as his god,
如果他不愿意到主面前去，
If he's not willing to come to the Lord,
他麦子收的再多都没有安息。
However much crops he harvests, he will not have rest.
因为麦穗的本身根本不能够给人带来真正的满足和安息。
Because the crops cannot bring in the true satisfaction and rest.
如果一个人不活在主面前，
If one is not living before the Lord,
不要说是掐麦穗，其实你就算到让他到地里去收个庄稼，他也得不到安息。
Let alone plucking some heads of the grain.If you even he goes to the field to harvest the crops, he still cannot find the true rest.
所以你即便你每天加班，
So even you work overtime every day,
你如果不是被主所引导，
If you are not led by the Lord,
经济危机来的时候，你该失眠的你还要失眠。
You will still suffer insomnia when the economic crisis comes.
在我们中间许多弟兄姊妹都做见证。
Many brothers among sisters and sisters among us will testify.
一个活在主面前的人，他即便他丢了工作，
If one lives before the Lord, even if he was laid off,
工作也不安息也不离开他。
The rest will not depart him.
而且我们发现，这个如果没有主的话，你麦子是越收越停不下来的。
And also, if you do not have the Lord, you cannot stop harvesting the crops.
而且柴火是越捡也捡不完的。
And the sticks, and you cannot stop gathering the sticks.
就像路加福音里面十二章的那个财主。
Just like the rich man in Luke chapter 12.
他田产是越来越多的。
The crops were increasing.
但他里头却忧愁，他说我这些出产没地方放。
But he felt more and more anxious. He thought that he has nowhere to store his crops.
所以他就把旧的仓房拆了，盖了更大的。
He had to put down his old barns and build a greater ones.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有主的话，我们工资可以越来越高，房子可以越晃越大。
But and sisters, if we do not have the Lord, our salary can increase and our house can grow bigger and bigger.
但你却不能享受那安息。
But we cannot enjoy the rest.
因为没有主是没有安息。
Because if without the Lord, there is no rest.
而对于一个愿意到主面前去求的人来说呢，其实他掐不掐麦穗，他都可以满足的。
If one is willing to come to the Lord, and whether or not he's plucking the heads of the grain, he is satisfied.
他里头都有安息。
He would have the rest.
而且这些门徒的，我不晓得他当时这刚才路加福音这里提的这门徒，他们掐了多少麦穗。
I do not know how many heads of the heads of grain the disciples had plucked in Luke chapter 16.
我相信这些麦穗是不能让他们真的吃饱的。
I believe those heads of grain cannot satisfy them.
但是即便他们吃完了以后还有饿的感觉。
Even after they ate those heads of grain and they would still become hungry.
因为主耶稣与他们同在，所以他们里头还是蛮了安息的。
But if they have the presence of the Lord, they inwardly have the rest.
甚至这些法利赛人在那里，定罪他们的时候。
Even when the Pharisees were condemning them,
他们里面还是安息。
They still have the rest.
因为你看见吗？这个他们都不为自己辩护的。
Because
不需要为自己辩护的。
Because you see that they did not defend for themselves, and there is no need to defend.
因为主耶稣在那里为他辩护。
Because our Lord Jesus was defending for them.
我盼望我们今天不要拿这个例子为我们自己做辩护。
I hope that we do not take this example to defend for ourselves.
变成我们掐麦穗的一个 license.
And to let this become a license of for us to pluck in the heads of grain.
这个主耶稣他是安息日的主。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以只要你到主面前去求。
So if you come before the Lord to ask.
其实我们的主吃的不论他吃的是麦穗也好，他吃的是丰收五谷也好，你里头都满了满足。
So be it heads of grain or the crops, you have the satisfaction.
你住的是公寓也好，还是大厦也好，其实。都没有跟这个安息没有关系。
So be it the apartment or mansions or wherever you live.
只要有主的同在，安息就有与你同在。
Wherever you live, if you have the presence of the Lord, you will have the rest.
而且你里头的喜乐是胜过那丰收五谷新酒和油的。
And you will have the joy. The joy is more than those whose grains and wine increase in season.
所以当时大卫王逃难的时候，
so at the time of when King David was fleeing，
他投奔那个挪伯的祭司亚西米勒的时候，他是相信耶和华是他的避难所。
He came to Ahimelech the priest in Nob. He believed that the Lord God was his refuge.
是他的山寨，是他的帮助。
The Lord was his fortress and his help.
其实无论祭司给他吃什么，他都欢喜接受的。
So no matter what the priest gave to him, and he will accept it joyfully.
所以祭司当时给他陈设饼。
So at that time, the priest gave him the showbread.
他就和他的这个跟从就吃陈设饼。
He and those who were with him ate it.
照着规矩呢，陈设饼并不是给祭司以外的人吃。
According to the law and no one else other than the priest can eat the showbread.
但是呢，这个耶和华的祭司确认大卫这个器皿是洁净的时候，就给他打吃。
But the priest of the Lord made sure the vessel of David was clean, and he gave the showbread to David.
所以呢，因为这是耶和华所赐的，我们今天呢，无论你有什么缺乏，你都可以到他那里去。
So because this was from the Lord, so today whatever you are lacking, you can come to the Lord to ask.
而且他们领受了，他们神赐给他，他们就领受了。
And God gave it to them, and they accepted.
不管吃的是一点点的麦穗也好，还是橙色饼也好。
Whether it's just a little bit has of grain or the showbread.
我们最主要的是在主面前领受那个安息，所应许的安息。
The most important thing is to receive the promised rest before the Lord.
这是我们要的，这是我们所要的。
This is what we need.
所以我们插一句，其实安息日并不是我们今天的主日。
Actually the Sabbath day it is not what we call the Lord's day today.
当然我们在主日的时候应该摸到神的安息。
Yes, we should touch the rest of God on the Lord's day.
但我们什么时候来到主面前去求，什么时候就应该进到安息日的时机。
But whenever we come to the Lord to ask, that is the time we can enjoy the rest. We can enter into the reality of the rest.
所以，若有人问我们哪一日是我们现在的安息日
，So if anyone asks us which day is your Sabbath,
我们应该每一天都是我们的安息日。
We should say every day should be our Sabbath.
你什么时候到主那里去，得到安息？什么时候就是我们的安息。
Whenever you come before the Lord to receive the rest, that is the day of Sabbath.
对不起，插出去。因为人只是安息日主，一个人呢，有主他就有安息，没有主就没有安息。
The Son of Man is a Lord of Sabbath. If one has a Lord, he has a rest.
一个人是否有真实的安息，不是取决于他有什么或者没有什么。
Whether or not one has rest was not determined by what he has or he doesn't have.
也不是取决于他做了什么，或者说不做什么。
It was not up to what he did or what he did not do.
当然，我们要承认外面的事情是会影响我们里面的安息。
Of course, we have to admit that the outward deed can affect our inward rest.
但我们里面的安息在根本上却不是取决于外面做的事情。
But our inward rest can fundamentally is not determined by the outward deed.
这些法利赛人的判定一个人是否有安息呢？他是凭他外面做的事情。
When Pharisees trying to judge if one has a rest, they judge by the outward deed.
所以他们眼睛看见这些人，主耶稣的门徒在安息日掐了麦穗，就认定他们是犯了安息日。
So they saw that the disciples of Lord Jesus plucked some heads of grain, and they judged that they profaned the Sabbath.
这些控告主耶稣的和他的门徒的这些文士法利赛人，虽然他外面什么事情都没有做。
Although those scribes and Pharisees who accused the Lord Jesus, although they did not do anything outwardly,
但他们不愿意到主面前来，所以他里头一点安息都没有。
But because they were not willing to come to the Lord Jesus, so they had no rest in them.
所以他们在那里窥探耶稣，当看看你如果看见他们这个里头呢，看见主耶稣在安息日治病的时候，他们里头就失去安息。
So as soon as they saw that our Lord Jesus was healing on the day of Sabbath, they immediately they lost rest.
所以路加福音这里讲，他们就满心大怒。彼此商量要怎样处置耶稣。
So in Luke it says they are full of rage and consulted each other and say what to do with Jesus.
所以你看见吗？他们不仅虽然外面他守住了安息，但是他里头失去的是真实的安息。
So you see that although they kept the Sabbath outwardly, but inwardly they lost the rest.
他们才是真正犯安息日的人。
They are the one who profane the Sabbath.
其实关于一个人的救恩也是如此。
So it is also the case with one's salvation.
在主以外，你找不到安息。
You cannot find rest. You cannot find rest aside from the Lord.
我们在我们信主以前，我至少我是这样。
Before I believed in the Lord.
我们多多少少都曾经在基督以外寻找过安息。
More or less, I think we all were trying to find the salvation aside from Christ.
看看基督以外还没有别的拯救。
We wanted to see if there's any other salvation other than Jesus.
但我们都晓得结果都是惶惶不可终日。
But we know the result, that only resulted in constant fear and anxiety.
不管我们做了多少事情，做了什么事情。
Whatever or however much we did.
不管我们做了什么
，whatever we did，
我们都不可以，都没有办法满足神公义的要求。
We cannot meet the righteous requirement of God。
我们里面也没有安息。
And inwardly we do not have rest。
我记得有一首诗歌讲写的非常好，他说：“纵我双手不罢休，不能满足你要求。”
There was a hymn mentioned, "Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands."
纵我眼泪永远流，纵我热心能持久。
Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow?
这些不足赎前忧，必须你来施拯救。
All for sin could not atone, thou must save, and thou alone.
所以在座如果有福音朋友的话。如果你对人性还有点认识，对我们自己的罪有点认识。
If we have gospel friends in our midst, if you have a little bit knowledge about humanity, about our sin.
不过呢，你盼望得到生命的安息的话。
If you hope to have rest in your life.
主耶稣是你唯一的路。
Lord Jesus is your only way.
只有主耶稣能够让你得安息。
Only the Lord Jesus can give you rest.
只有主耶稣能够让你得救。
Only the Lord Jesus can save you.
因为他是安息日的主。
Because he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
其实呢，所有的事情不仅仅是得救这件事，所有能够让我们失去安息的事情都是这样。
Not only the matter of salvation, all other things that can rob us of the rest is the same.
工作的事情是这样。
It's the same with the things at workplace.
家里的事情是这样。
The things at home.
聚会的事情也是一样。
Even the things at church.
不管你遇见什么事情，你如果你还盼望在基督以外能有解决的方法。
If you still hope to find solutions aside from Christ.
我们都不可能得到安息。
We will not have the rest.
不仅世界上的方法不能够让我们得安息。
Not only cannot the worldly solution give us rest.
属灵前辈的经验也不能够让你我得安息。
The experience from spiritual elders also cannot give us rest.
虽然可以给我们帮助。
Although they can give us some help.
甚至是圣经的道理，若不是主应时赐给我们。
Even the word in the scripture, if it is not given by the Lord to us in due time,
也不能让你我得安息。
Still cannot give us rest.
所以什么时候我们里头感觉有劳苦担重担？
So whenever we feel that we are heavy laden,
什么时候我们发现我们里面已经失去安息？
Whenever we find that inwardly we already lost the rest,
我们就应当到主面前去。
We shall come to the Lord.
这是唯一，而且唯一的路，而且是立即要做的事。
This is the only way, and it should be immediately done.
不管你手上在做什么
，No matter what you're doing，
你心里在想什么
？What you're thinking，
甚至你心里在想要主为你做什么
？Even when you were thinking, what do you want the Lord to do for you？
所有的东西都放下。
You should put down all that.
到主耶稣那里去。
Come before the Lord Jesus.
多少次我们都是因为这样简简单单的放下到主耶稣面前去。
How many times just because we lay aside we lay aside all this, simply lay aside all this and come before the Lord.
我们只是愿意歇了我们手头的工。
And to cease our work.
脱下我们的担子，放下我们的筐子。
And remove the burdens, remove our burdens and put down our baskets.
主的安息就进到我们里面。
And the Lord's rest will enter into us.
我记得有一次我失去安息。
I remember one time I lost rest.
我到主那里去抱怨。
I came before the Lord to complain.
主一句话就进来。
And just one word of the Lord came into me.
他说被盗的以色列人比奸诈的犹大还更显为义。
He said, backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah.
那天神光照我。
And on that day, the Lord shone the light in me.
安息就进来了。
And the rest entered into me.
抱怨就离开了。
And the complaint left.
还有一次，我到主那里去求的安慰。
And one time, another time, I came before the Lord to seek for comfort.
我里头气哄哄。
I was filled with rage.
而且很受委屈。
And I felt I was mistreated.
而且那天我记得很清楚，我坐在车里头。
I remember clearly I was sitting in the car.
他一句话就进来。
Just one word came into me.
他说连续人的人必能连续。
He said, the merciful shall obtain mercy.
我的心就得安慰。
My heart was comforted.
再有一次。
Another time.
我里头实在是灰心失望。
I was very disappointed and dismayed.
对许多的事情都是灰心失望。
I was disappointed by many things.
我到主面前。
I came before the Lord.
主那天没有说话。
The Lord did not say anything that day.
我在那里祷告的时候。
When I was praying.
主只是把聚会当中所发生的事情一件一件放在我面前。
The Lord just laid out the things happening in the church one by one in before my eyes.
当我那天再重新看这些事情的时候。
When I took a second look at those things.
神的手突然变得非常清楚。
All of a sudden, the hand of the Lord became very clear.
当时敬畏的心呢就进到我里头。
And the spirit of fear came into me.
同时也给我带来极大的安息。
And also brought great rest to me.
这样的例子太多了。
Too many examples.
我想在座的许多弟兄姊妹都可以做类似的见证。
I think many brothers and sisters can testify.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主的应许是真实的。
The Lord's promise is true.
凡劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Those who labor and heavy laden can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
不管什么时候，不管什么地点，不管你有什么需要。
No matter what time or places, no matter what need you have.
只要你到他这里来。
As long as you come to him.
他就要使你们得安息。
He will give you rest.
我们要move到第二点，时间不多了。就许多的时候我们失去安心的其实就是因为我们不愿意到主那里去。
Many times the reason why we lost the rest is because we're not willing to come to him.
我们不承认他是安息的主。
We do not believe that he is the Lord of Sabbath.
我们还相信呢在别的地方还可以找到安息。
We believe that we can find rest other than him.
还有一个情形呢我们虽然到主面前去了。
Another situation is although we come to the Lord,
我们还是摸不到安息。
We still cannot touch this rest.
为什么？
Why?
这是主耶稣在马太福音后面这个后面一半话所说的。
That is what the Lord Jesus mentioned in the latter part, here in the book of Matthew.
他说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为。”我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
He said, "I take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart."
是，我们已经到主面前去。
Yes, we did come to the Lord.
我们也承认说只有他那里有安息。
And we believed that only He is the source of rest.
但是呢，他交给我们的轭，他交给我们的担子，我们却不肯担。
But we were not willing to take His yoke or bear His burden.
我们信是信，但不顺从。
We believe, we trusted, but we did not obey.
我们也没有办法进入安息。
Then we cannot enter in the rest.
会有人要问，你不是说要安息吗？怎么还要负轭？
怎
么还要背担子？
Some may ask, are we talking about rest? Why should we still have to take yoke or bear burdens?
安息不是不做事情。
Rest does not mean you're not doing anything.
弟兄姊妹们，安息跟安逸是两件事情。
At rest is different from at ease.
安息跟安逸不是一件事情。
At rest is not the same thing with at ease.
这个圣经里头很清楚，你要去读，安息不是安逸。
So the scripture is very clear. Rest is not at ease.
所有在圣经里提到安逸的地方，只有大概一两处的经文是中性的。
In throughout the scripture, they at ease was mentioned as a neutral at only a couple of times.
其他大部分的地方都是负面的。
Mostly it mentioned at ease as a negative.
我提两处经文好了，弟兄姊妹们可以回去再去查考。第一处是耶利米书四十八章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11.
是摩亚自幼年以来常想安逸，如久在扎柱上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里去，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11。
诗篇123篇第四节。
Psalm 123 verse 4。
我们被那些安逸人的讥笑和骄傲人的藐视已经到了极处。
Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease.
所以安逸是说我们不需要再改变。
At ease means we do not change, to be changed.
甚至有骄傲的感觉。
It has a sense of proud.
这些摩亚人他不是什么事都不做的。
Those Moabites,
他蛮得很。
Those Moabites were very busy doing things.
但是他是安逸的人。
But they had a spirit of at ease.
而安息呢，并不是说你在那里偷懒，什么事情不做的。
Rest does not mean that you are being lazy and not doing anything.
乃是承认说我们是需要改变的。
That is to admit that we need to be changed.
我们需要被医治的。
We need healing.
而且呢，我们有我们所应当负的责任。
And we have the responsibilities.
而且，不过呢，我们愿意把自己放在神的手中。
But we are willing to put ourselves, commend ourselves onto the hands of the Lord.
让他来改变，来医治，来带领我们。
Let him change and heal and lead.
所以神要我们安息，在他的翅膀的底下，绝对不是叫我们什么事都不做。
So God want us to rest under his arms does not mean we do not need to do anything.
乃是说你先放下你所有自己要担的担子。
That is to say you have to lay down all your own burdens.
这就是马太福音十一章前半部分说的。你要到他那里去得到安息，放下你自己的担子。
This is what mentioned in the first part of in Matthew. You come to him and put down your burdens.
然后呢，背主所吩咐你背的担子。
Then you take up the burden that the Lord want you to take.
如果我们不晓得神要我们背什么担子
，If we do not know the burden what the Lord want us to bear.
其实呢，是说明我们可能还没有到主面前去。
That means we probably have not come to Him.
神给我们许多的负担，好像让我们失去安息一样。
God gave us lots of burdens, and seemingly, we lost the rest.
但是呢，你若到神面前去， 主耶稣他把他的担子指示给我们。
But if you come to the Lord, the Lord Jesus will show us His burden.
如同我们今天中间许多对我们的儿女有负担一样。
Just as many among us who has a burden toward our children.
你愿不愿意到主面前去？
Are you willing to come to the Lord?
如果你愿意到主面前，你愿意不愿意背主让你背的担子？
If you are willing to come to the Lord, are you willing to bear the burdens the Lord wants you to bear?
如果圣灵指教你做父母的人，你应该带头远离世界，在我们里面除去爱马门的心。
If the Holy Spirit commanded us as parents to take the lead to depart from the world, to remove the heart of serving mammon.
但如果你盼望神借着初心造就来叫你的孩子遵从神的教导。
But if you are willing, you wanted the Lord to obey what you wanted them to obey, just by new believer building up messages.
你里面不会有安息。
You will not have rest.
如果说主耶稣叫你好好做门徒，跟从主。
If the Lord Jesus wanted you to be a disciple to follow him,
你却一直在那里抱怨你的同伴不肯背十字架。
But you kept complaining about your complaining of your companions who were not willing to take up the cross.
你也不会有安息。
You will not have rest.
如果说主让你去牧养，
If the Lord asks you to shepherd,
但是你躺在那里放羊。
But if you lie down and let go of the flocks,
我们也不会有安息。
We will not have rest.
所以呢，如果说主让你在你的生命里头打根基，
But if the Lord wants you to lay the foundations in your life,
但是呢，你到处乱跑，你也是得不到安息。
But you scramble around, you will not have rest.
还有好多好多。
There are many examples.
总之，如果神主耶稣要你往东，你一定要往西，你是不会有安息。
So if the Lord wanted to go to the east, you insist to go to the west, you will not find the rest.
而且呢，我们经历过的人都晓得，我们越是悖逆呢，我们里头的安息失去的越多。
We all have the experience. The more we rebel, the less rest we have.
我记得有一段时间，我在神面前。一直在那抱怨。
I remember at one time I kept complaining before the Lord.
神呢也跟我讲。
And Lord told me.
但是呢，我一直跟神讲理由。
But I reasoned with the Lord.
这也不行，那也不行。
This is not right. That is not right.
所以我里头一直没有安息。
So I had no rest in me for a long time.
这是神要我们的背我们的担子。
This is the burdens that Lord wanted us to bear.
他要我们负他要我们负的轭。
He wanted us to take his yoke.
但相反，你若是里头的柔和谦卑。
But on the contrary, if you are gentle and lowly in heart,
你很快就得安息。
You will find the rest quickly.
这都是我们可以一同做见证。同样的教导。
We can all testify this.
有的时候呢，我们不愿意负主的轭。
And sometimes it is not that we are not willing to take his yoke.
当然，很多的时候是因为我们喜欢安逸，不愿意被改变。
Many times we like to be at ease. We do not want to be changed.
但还有一个原因呢，是因为我们不相信主的轭是容易的，主的担子是轻省。
Another reason that we do not believe that the Lord's yoke is easy and his burden is light.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你不相信主的担子是工是完美的话，
If you do not believe that the work of the Lord is perfect,
而且只有我们的主的工是完美的话，
And only the Lord's work is perfect,
你是没有办法安息在他的手。
You cannot rest in his hands.
这感觉跟我们这些做这个高中生开的车的感觉是一样的。
It is a similar feeling that for us to sit in the to ride in a car driven by a high score.
除非你开始慢慢信任他们开车。
Unless you started to trust their driving.
你坐在他们车上的时候，一定是你肌肉紧绷，神经也是紧绷的。
All your muscles and nerves are tense when you are riding with them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们坐神所开的车，你有安息吗？
Brothers and sisters, when we ride with the Lord, do you have the rest?
这个我们看这个路加福音这里，这个有的很多的时候，神做的事情让我们超过我们所能理解。
Oftentimes, what the Lord did is beyond what we can comprehend.
是不合我们的常理的。
It's not conformed to our common sense.
这个对这个奋锐党的西门跟这个税吏马太就是这样。
It is a case with the Simon the zealot and Matthew the tax collector.
如果你晓得奋锐党是干什么的，你就晓得。
You know what a zealot is.
奋锐党的人是专门反对这个希律跟罗马政府。
The zealot people they are the people who rebel Herod and the Roman government.
就是税吏是这个希律和罗马政府和他们这个。发生冲突最直接的一个。
But those tax collectors are those people who have a direct conflict with the zealot.
但我们主耶稣竟然把他们两个放在十二个使徒里。
But our Lord Jesus gathered those two and among the 12 disciples.
生活服侍都在一起。
They live and serve together.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们有安息吗？
If it is us, do we have rest?
所以约翰跟雅各，一个要坐主耶稣右边，一个要坐主耶稣左边。
John and James, one wanted to sit at the right hand of the Lord, and the other wanted to sit at the left hand of the Lord.
我不晓得，如果我们中间有这样的弟兄，你有安息吗
？If there are brothers and sisters like them, do we have rest?
还不仅如此，这个父神还在十二个使徒里安排了一个卖主的犹大。
Not only so, the Heavenly Father also.Put Judas among the 12 disciples, the traitor.
我相信我们主耶稣在选犹大的时候，他是晓得的。
I believe when our Lord Jesus was knew when he chose Judas.
甚至他都可以看见犹大卖他的情形。
He may even see that the picture that Judas was betraying him.
我不晓得其他的使徒是怎样想的。
I do not know what the disciples thought at that time.
我想要是我看见这件事情。
But I think if I saw those things.
绝对是没有安息。
By no means I would have rest.
不过我们主为我们设立一个很好的榜样。
But our Lord has set a beautiful example for us.
这里圣经里是说他我们的主乃是到出去到山上祷告。
It says our Lord went out to the mountain to pray.
而且彻夜的祷告。
He prayed and continued all night in prayer.
所以他选这十二个使徒不是随便选。
So he did not randomly chose the 12 disciples.
乃是彻夜祷告，直到他完全在父神面前有安息。
He prayed all night long until he had the rest before the Heavenly Father.
虽然我们可能没有办法完全每一晓得神这个非常神旨意里的每一个细节。
Although we are not able to know every details in God's will.
但是呢，主耶稣在里面见证，看见这件事情的时候，他愿意谦卑自己。
But our Lord Jesus humbled himself.
他乃是在那里做见证书，父的旨意高过他的旨意。
He testified that the will of the Heavenly Father is higher than his.
父的意念高过我们的意念。
His thoughts is higher than mine.
我们什么时候摸到这个旨意
？Whenever we touch this，
我们什么时候想摸到这个灵，我们就得安息。
Whenever we touch this spirit， we will obtain the rest。
最后，我们其实如果真背过神所付给我们的担，付给我们的给我们的轭和给我们的担子。
Lastly， if you have ever taken the Lord's yoke or bore the Lord's burdens。
你一定，我们一起做见证说，其实神的担子的确是轻省，他的轭是容易。
We can testify that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
因为所有的实质性的重担都在基督身上。
we know that the actual burden was laid upon Jesus.
其实所有的事情神早就已经安排好了。
All things were already ordained by God.
他乃是用他的忍耐，百般的忍耐，在等候。
He was waiting for us with long suffering.
他慢慢地引导我们。
He was leading us slowly.
等待我们灵魂苏醒，能够配合他的工作。
Wait for our souls to be restored and to cooperate with His work.
所以路加福音这里记载。这个又一个安息日，等主进到会堂教训人的时候，看见一个人右手枯干了。
So in Luke, it records another Sabbath when our Lord Jesus saw a man with a withered right hand.
虽然他晓得这些法利赛人要控告他。
Although he knew that those Pharisees would accuse him.
他当众医治这个枯干人的手。
He healed the withered hand of the man publicly.
我们的主从做事直到如今。
Our Lord is working until this day.
他不打盹也不睡觉。
He neither slumber nor sleep.
正是因为他在那里把所有的事情，把所有的担子都背了，我们这些人才可以得安息。
It is just because that he has borne all the heavy burdens that we can enjoy the rest.
不要做我们对我们所知道的这些需要，我们神已经顾念了。
And those needs that we know, He already taken care of.
甚至我们许多我们连我们都不知道的事情，神都已经
Even those things that we do not know yet, He has already ordained.
我们中间就有这样的见证。
We have the testimony among us.
如果你还记得的话，就在这个聚会厅里。
If you remember that in this gathering meeting hall,
我们的弟兄在这里聚会。
Our brother was meeting here.
没有一个人晓得我们弟兄会中风。
No one would know our brother will suffer stroke.
但是神早已经特别为我们弟兄安排了一辆救护车，而且是特别为这个全美为数都不多的一个救护车。
But our God has already prepared this specific ambulance for our brother, which is rare all throughout the states.
就在聚会所的附近。
That ambulance was just nearby.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见神的手了吗？
Brother and sister, did you see the hands of God?
若你真看见神的手，你岂不得安息吗？
If you truly see the hands of God, will you have rest?
这就是摩西从这个过红海以后，他在西乃山里头所摸到的。
This is what Moses had touched after he crossed the Red Sea at the mountain of Sinai.
神设立这个安息日。不仅来让我们这些人享受他的安息。
God made the Sabbath not only for us to enjoy His rest.
而且呢，要借我们这些人做见证说，他其实所有的拯救的功，在创世以先就已经定下了。
He also wants us to testify that all things that He has ordained before the foundation of the world.
而且他所有拯救的工作都在他儿子里头。
All the salvation, work of salvation is in His Son.
愿主赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
让我们能够进入他的安息。
So we can enter into His rest.